180 degrees. Hey, good morning. Good morning, Local 304. Hey, most of my podcast this week will be directed at my branch as we address real life issues. Yeah, that's my man, Davey B. Just straight wilding on that guitar. I haven't heard my signature band, the Postal Jamming Guys, on my podcast in a minute. So I want to get back to opening with the guitar extraordinaire and my main dog, Fat Fingers Tony. Two parts of the Postal Jamming Guy. Hey, but listen, let's get to what we came here today for. We want to talk about time and attendance. Yeah, we want to talk about time and attendance. And before you even listen to the rest of this podcast, let's go ahead and put your big boy, big girl pants on. Because most of what I'm going to say, you might not like today, but I feel compelled to say it anyway. Okay, we talk about attendance in the Columbus PNDC, City Gate, Columbus Zoo, whatever you refer to it as. Hey, listen, they've got this evil little person doing time and attendance. And sometimes when you don't really understand how a job should be done, you do it exactly as you think your instructions are. Yes, I have nothing nice to say about SDO Hopkins, who's a supervisor that's doing time and attendance. So I'm going to prepare you for the things that she likes to get involved in. One, you don't have to worry about her on the work floor, because she makes that clear. She knows nothing about that. But they sit her in their little office and they take away your immediate supervisor's responsibility by farming that out, which is something else maybe at a later date we will address. But here we go. Employees are running to me, telling me, and I do mean running to me, I've got about 8 requests that Vanessa is gathering data and issuing discipline, having PDIs, because you are late past 8 units. Well, your contract provides, when you're clocking in, for a 5-minute leeway. Now, some might want to argue, I mean, the reason it's there is for congestion at the time clock, but nonetheless, it's still a 5-minute leeway that you have, that's available to you. Now, understanding that, you're being PDI'd or given AWOL letters for latenesses of 9 units and better. Well, let me be the first to stand up tall. It's toil. Let me be the first to stand up tall and tell you, as much as I hate to agree with anything Vanessa does, she is 1,000% correct. It's petty, it's menial, but let's understand that when you get a late slip for being 9 units late, you earn that. So let's not deflect that back on management. Trust me, with the way they do bids and moving unassigned regulars around, we'll have enough opportunities to correct them. But right now, when we address attendance, you have to understand, if you go past your 5-minute leeway, 8 clicks, on that 9th click, you are officially entitled to receive a 3971 from your supervisor or whoever City Gates reach into a hat and pull out a name and tell them to go give it to you. You're entitled to that letter. So take it and stop complaining. But as your branch president and future local president, let's talk about ways to deal with that. The first and foremost, you should not be upset because your manager wants you to work on time. Mail handlers, that's just crazy. That's just crazy. But nonetheless, if you are late, there's a couple of options you have that won't spiral your attendance or your discipline record out of control. Number one, you can get to work on time. And this way we will forego any conversation about anything. Number two, if you are 10 minutes late, you can ask your supervisor for a 3971 and you can request 10 minutes of annual leave to offset your lateness. Did you hear what I said? You can request annual leave in lieu of being late, and therefore you use 10 units of annual leave, which now means you don't have an incurrence, and it also means you don't have to be called into the office to talk to the attendance control supervisor. Number three, again, number one was be on time. Number two was submit a 3971 for leave. Number three, you can submit a 3189. A change of schedule. You can actually submit a change of schedule to have your schedule changed by 10 minutes on that day so that you are not late. And I want to dispel something I referenced earlier. If you come to work 10 minutes late and you stay 10 minutes on the end, technically, you know, I try to be procedurally correct, that does not address your lateness. If you come to work 10 minutes late and then you stay 10 minutes over, this is what should happen. You should be leave without pay for 10 minutes and overtime for 10 minutes. So stop thinking, if I start work at 8 o'clock and I came in at 10 after 8, oh, I'm late, I'm going to stay 10 minutes on the end and I'm not late. You're still late. You just worked 10 minutes of overtime. Again, unless you want to go submit a 3189. For those 10 minutes. And let me tell you something. If you approach your supervisor with that, since they're already letting you stay 10 minutes, so apparently it's not a major issue to them, then they will authorize, after you see the union and have the union sign it, they'll authorize your 3189. And guess what? I know you don't like filling out forms, and I know postal management don't like filling out forms. So maybe it will encourage you to make a greater effort of being at work on time. Think about it, folks. So what I'm really saying is management is taking a real aggressive approach on attendance. Now, this is where my issue with management resides. You can go back forever, and people have been wandering in that building 10 clicks, 15 clicks, and just staying over on the back end. And that's not how that goes. I'm pretty certain if we were able to get a forensic audit done by the Postal Inspection Service or the Office of the Inspector General and match that to the F-21 time and attendance manual, Columbus might have some major issues. Here's my issue with Columbus about the time and attendance policy they are implementing now. If you allowed forever your employees to be late 5 or 10 minutes with no consequence, no conversation, you have allowed a bad practice to exist in your facility. Now, if you got a bad practice, aka a bad past practice, and you want to change it, there is a correct way to do that. Number one, you have to acknowledge to all the employees working there that the Columbus Post Office, Citygate in particular, has allowed employees to come in late with no consequence. So what you do is you acknowledge the bad past practice. Say that fast. The bad past practice. Then you come out with your policy. Effective tomorrow, effective February 1st, we will follow the guidelines of the F-21 time and attendance manual. And if you're late more than 9 units, you are considered late, leave without pay, or whatever it is the post office wants to consider you until you submit a 3971 or a 3189. Until you submit a request or notification for annual leave or a request to change your schedule for your personal convenience. So a quick summary of what I tried to share with you this morning. One, management is correct in docking you either through a 3971 or not paying you if you're more than 8 units late. All you have to do, again, is when you come in late, request leave for that time or request to change your schedule so now you can stay later. Listen, do not just stay later. If you stay later without a 3189, you run the risk of, again, still being accountable for the 10 minutes late, even though you just earned 10 minutes of overtime. The two should not cancel each other out. So let's be proactive. First, let's be to work on time. Let's get to work on time. If that can't happen, then you have to understand that there are protective measures that you can take. And again, the annual leave request or the change of schedule request that will allow you to correct that and not have to go see somebody pertaining to your attendance. Okay, you have to be proactive. You have the information. Now put it to work, and then we can continue to try to create our best work life possible. Hey, this is Branch President Kenneth Hodge, or as the as some of my Kenny Hodge haters like to remind me, this is Suspended Branch President Kenny Hodge, still doing work for Local 304. Hey, let Kenny Hodge, your next local president.